some places, I mean, they're called that. But well, we just call them hills and ridges. We have ridges.
Suppose that you have quite a deep cut, more than a gully, in the side of a hill or between two hills. What do you call that?
A hollow. A ravine, is that what you're getting at?
Yes, and the creek in the different pronunciations, bow, bayou, bayou.
No, we don't have any of those here. We have creeks.
We're calling creek here.
Oh, we don't even have creeks, they're creeks.
And how about the smaller things in a creek?
Ditches. Oh, little ditches.
Ours, yeah, mm-hmm. Branches.
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 Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
I've even heard it called both down on the creek branch.
Creek branch. I read a history of Lauderdale County, and there they referred to, Creek Beatty. Instead of Beatty Creek, they would
say Creek Beatty.
Creek Beatty. This line was cut through by Creek Beatty.
Oh, instead of Beatty Creek. Oh, yes.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
That's and different kinds of trees. Do you have the? This is interesting. Judge from your columns, did you ever hear of a buttonwood or buttonball? I've got those names for sycamores. You have...
We have sycamores, but I've never heard them called that.
And about magnolias. Did you ever hear a magnolia called a cucumber tree?
Now, we have had cucumber trees here, but I didn't know it was a magnolia tree.
Well, I don't know if it is, but...
Well, it may be of the magnolia family. I wouldn't be surprised. But we have had cucumber trees.
Cowcumber, cucumber, laurel tree, magnolia.
Yeah.
And the term seemed to shift, you know.
We think of magnolias, we think of Mississippi and on down that way, but we have a few magnolias planted in yards here.
Different trees, different things for now. I work with State Division of Forestry, and we have a service forester, and he's out of East Tennessee. He's raised up in there. And they call trees maybe what we call just like he's talking about that cucumber tree. They don't call them cucumber, they call them something else.
Mm-hmm.
They got a different name for it.
I bet he'd call it the laurel tree or something like that.
I bet he would.
They may be calling laurel. Mm-hmm. And I know we got a Lynn tree. We call it Lynn, and I forgot what he called it, but he's going to call it Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
But they got different names for it in different sections of the country.
It's interesting how the terms change. How about rhododendron?
We don't have any rhododendrons here.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any poisonous, bushes or vines?
Or
we have poison oak, poison ivy, and...
How about the bush?
Sumac. Sumac.
Which did you say, did you used to say shoemake?
Shoemake, like S-H-U-M-A-K-E is what...
Did you ever hear of that being used as a dye?
Oh, no.
Leather?
I don't believe I have.
Somebody told me that whatever it's spelled like, it's pronounced shoemake because shoemakers used to use it.
Well, I guess that's maybe
dye
it
leather.
Is.
And
but it's really S-U-M-A-C, and it's sumac.
Right. That's the way it's spelled. How about anything that is poisonous to cows?
Oh, the